for the next 2 hours by opening and closing the first and second row of bus bars and throwing rocks, they found that the dam itself was surrounded by a protective screen. The bowl had a screen all around its top and was completely enclosed. Riflemen even fired shots at it, and they glanced off. At stage two, the air got a bit shimmery, and Angus reported the power output meters were lower. At stage three, there was a strange electrical smell in the air, and the output meters of the total dam power dropped way down. Defense and more defense. A transshipment platform operating in that bowl could not be interfered with by attack. Not from the sides, and not from above. And neither could the dam. The amount of raw power it took to operate it was a large portion of the total output of this huge dam. And Johnny surmised that they changed stages of output to repel extreme attack, and then eased them off to stage one when they needed power to transship. Johnny had them booby-trap the entrances in case their visitors upstairs came down for a look and a prowl. And they took off in the early afternoon for home. A glimmer of hope. Not much, but a glimmer, Johnny told Sir Robert on the way home. He wanted Sir Robert, Johnny said, to take charge in the African area for the moment, for Johnny had some other things to look into elsewhere. He rebriefed the grizzled war chief on the existing situation. They were threatened by a possible counterattack from Cyclo. The visitors upstairs were waiting for something. He did not know what, but he was certain they would eventually strike. The political scene in America was a lesser menace, but existed, and they had to let it go on for now. The thing that would solve their troubles, Johnny said, was to get control of teleportation, or at least an operating console. With that, they could operate far more widely, but it seemed to be the most closely guarded secret the Cyclos had, and avenues to cracking it were not very hopeful. The main problem, Johnny said, was protecting what was left of the human race. They were no longer very numerous. A wide attack by the visitors or a counterattack by Cyclo could, either one, finish them as a race forever. Johnny, as soon as they landed, was going to leave for Russia to begin to handle this point. Would Sir Robert, Johnny concluded, take a few local protective measures, which Johnny then named. Robert the Fox said he was honored and certainly would. Such things were easily done. But did Johnny much care what happened to any visitors who might wander down? Johnny said no. And Sir Robert smiled.